Welcome back to the Legend of You podcast, where we empower you to unleash the legend within by sharpening your mental faculties, improving relationships, and strengthening your connection to the universe. I am your host, Mr. Tenacity. I am joined by my lovely co-host, Linnell Osinga, and now is the time to unleash the legend within. Welcome to the Legend of You podcast, where we talk about how to stop surviving and begin thriving in life through unleashing the legend within. And today I have a real special guest. Lundis is here with us. He's a former Marine Corps veteran. He's the host of The Winner's Paradigm, and he has also started a business helping other podcasters expand their influence by getting them aligned with the right people. Lundis, man, how you doing?
Good, brother. Thank you for letting me come on, brother. It's an honor.
Dude, honor's all mine. I'm excited. I know you have a ton to share with the audience, and you have a lot of experience, just life experience, period, right? So, but for those who don't know Absolutely. Who you are, like, can you just kind of give them a roundabout of who you are and how you kind of got to where you are right now?
Absolutely. So I'll give you the condensed version. The long version would be 12 minutes long. And I know we're on a time schedule, so that's one thing with me. But I'm like you, brother. We got so much that happened. We can go on and on. And that's what me and you talk for 2 hours one day. So a little about me. I'm from Fresno, California, originally. Not really much is going on there. Parents 19, 21, so young and dumb when they had me. And that explains it. You know, they separate when I'm about three or four. And from there, my dad lives in the bachelor pad. My mom is drinking all the time. So alcoholic, narcissistic, abusive parents. My mom wasn't as much as my dad. My dad was all the time. So it was one of those things for me where I started, you know, conditioning myself and seeing him drinking. And I'm like, don't fucking look at him, because if I look at him wrong, you know, I get my ass whooped. And then same thing for the environment over there. Was fighting a lot when I was younger, moved out when I was 10, but still had a lot of those ideologies, had a racist stepdad too. So it was one of those, like, example on him, he would be like, NWA is fucking the devil. And then he's listening to ICP. And I'm like, bro, you're listening to weirder shit than that. So don't be coming at me, you know? So it was like those type things. I got a fucking design in my hair. You fucking hoodlum, put a hat on. And it was just like, bro, you're the one raising me to be a man, and I'm supposed to look at you. And then he's flipping out on these things. And it's like, well, a haircut doesn't define who I am. So I don't get it, you know, but it was fitting that image. So for me, it did good and bad things, you know. Like I said, I got abused by my dad too. And it was one of those where it's like all that shit was kicking me up. And then I get in the Marine Corps. And actually, while I was on boot leave, my stepdad thought my mom was having an affair during a party and tried to shoot him in the face, missed about a centimeter from his face. So for me, that's where it triggered me to be able to go back to that old mindset. And I'm like, I want to kill this dude. Like, it's vengeance. You know, only reason why I started talking to my dad is if I ever needed him. And it was just that, you know, I didn't plan on talking to my dad again, but it was one of those things. Cause he's one of those, you know, when it gets good, then some shit happens. And then you're like, yeah, now I know why I don't fuck with you. In my case, it was all these things. So get married. And it's just like all the trauma's coming out. I don't go certain places. And it's like, why don't you do that? And I'm like, bro, it's just one of those. Like, you walk in, the moment you walk in, people are staring at you. They're saying something, you know, go to the grocery store. So I'm like, for me, I just take myself out of that environment. So it was one of those. It's like, I started using those coping mechanisms, as well as, you know, when I was in the Marine Corps, I was my own boss. So it became extremely difficult for me, because you go to civilian sector, I'm a 22-year-old at a mortgage brokerage. And I'm just like, man, fuck these kids, because they're yelling at me every day. And they're like, if you don't have a Mercedes, you're not cool. I'm like, bro, I don't give a shit. Like, you don't pay my bills. Like, my car's paid off. I got a house. Like, I really don't give a fuck. And these guys are like arguing with me, but it's just where they're at on their level, you know? So from there, started a podcast, The Winner's Paradigm, week before my daughter was born. And that was really taking everything there, you know, talking about it, opening up about the marriage, because me and wife had two miscarriages along the way. So I'm like, hey, this is the shit that happens. And this is why, you know, I started gaining weight, became more depressed. And then now that I'm around the right people, you know, and it's one of those, like, when I'm down, I got people, I got a team, I got you, you know, we hit each other up. Hey, brother, I'm going through this, you know, and you guys are able to walk each other through it versus, you know, going through the motions, being alone.
Right. Right. Yeah, dude. That, man. So let me ask you this. How did you... Because there's a lot of people, they have all these traumatic things that happen in their lives and they never fix their mindset. They never do something to stop allowing those things to stop them from having a good life. So what were some of the things that you did to kind of, you know, fix that and combat the trauma in your life so that way you could get to where you are today?
I love that question, brother, and that hits home for me. So for me, it was not letting go of that little kid. And I know, kind of like, for instance, my dad would be like, I'm going to come pick you up, or we're at supervised visits and I'm going to pick you up so we can watch WWE. He didn't do it, you know? So for me, it was going to the position where it was, I started seeing all the fuck ups I was doing, which was repetitive through the generation. And it was just like, I'm literally that little kid who said I fucking hated myself. I didn't want to be this. I didn't want to be the partier guy that everybody knew. And I was repeating those things. So it was going back to that in my mind, you know, and instead of suppressing it, being like, why? You know, I seen all these things when I'm 3 years old, 4 years old, whenever my parents split, my dad had sex with the girl in the same bed I was in. So I'm like, that fucking traumatized me. And that's why, you know, I think a certain way. That's why when I process things, initially, I need to be able to think because I just get reactive, you know? So it was really counteracting all those things and then adding it up. And I'm like, well, why am I the way I am? And then it circled back to core values, you know, when it was like, well, you know, me and my dad don't think eye to eye because I see all these things and that. And I'm like, from a core value standpoint, it's just like, nah, not right now, but maybe in the future, you know? So it's like, how do I be the best I can be? In my case, it was doing all the wrong things, allowing me to do the right. So I was just like, bro, I'm drinking like crazy. I'm losing myself around yes people. And it was not that I was trying to be, it was just where I was working, you know? So it was one of those, like, I'm going to keep pushing. In my case, going to school. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to school. So when school's done, I can be happy. That's not the way the world works, you know? So luckily I was blessed when my job came at me sideways. And then I just took a leap for it. And I was like, that's it. Wife looks at me and she's like, you're starting a business. And I was just like, hey, you're not going to complain when the money's there. And that was it. You know, it was, I needed to really remove myself from one situation and get to the next. And that meant, you know, going through that suck, going through those tough times, those bad memories, and making sure I can process it, journal it, and move on.
Yeah. So you mentioned journaling just now. How important is journaling to you? Because I know it's changed my life and we talked about it as well. You know, on a different time, but I would love for you to share how journaling has really helped.
So I'll say first, from a creativity standpoint, it's been exponential. The reason why is I used to not journal every single day. And even my journaling now is different because I may put it in my physical logbook and then I may journal on my notes and that's how I create my posts and stuff. But for me, it's gave me an outlet to be able to take what I'm thinking and put it on paper, you know, and really figure it out. So it's like, it could be negative, it could be positive, it could be whatever, you know, but I'm able to see it. And then it goes back to, you know, hey, does this bide with me? Am I trying to live this? You know, how do I feel about it? And that's really where you get that interpretation of it clearly. And I don't even write the best notes, you know, but it's just like, I do bullet points and then I pick through, or in my head, I always, you know, visualize these things. But when you jot it all down, you can see it from there. So in my case, like, definitely creativity, which I didn't think would happen. Now I'm able to like articulate that story and create a post and be like, hey, this is how I can share it with people, and make the, you know, PG-13 version if I need to. So I'm not just cussing all kinds of crazy, you know, and it's like, hey, it may be, and there's times to be able to recite it verbatim, but definitely, you know, journaling, going through that whole experience, you just learn more about yourself. And it's one of those things, you know, we say, oh, it's woo woo, we're not doing it. And then you start doing it and you're like, you know what, this feels a little bit good, you know, just commit to one page or half a page or whatever you need to, 2 minutes. And then you build that habit.
Right. No, I love it, man. I love it. So we also talked about this at a different time, but we talked a little bit about mentorship. And I know it's something that I reached out for, and it has really helped my progression in my life, especially once I decided, hey, I know I need to think a different way. I know I need to head in a different direction. What are your thoughts on mentorship and, you know, how people can plug into that?
You have to. I mean, if you want to get anywhere in life, you have to find out who's there and then learn that. It's why, you know, in some cases, like, college works for people when it doesn't, because they want to go through the corporate ladder and work through it. But you don't see people that like have a college degree and then they automatically out the gate, you know, we're making it happen. Like, regardless, they're gonna deal with their adversity. In our case, like, we're just going to the source, you know, we're like, hey, bro, how are you making that much money? How are you doing this? And get it down. In my case, you know, for people who don't know, I worked my way up, you know, so I joined Zach Babcock's group and I really like talked to him. And it was one of those where it's like, it was one of those where I slowly, you know, built up on it and then got into, you know, his monthly mastermind. And it was just like picking his brain for 5 minutes. And it was just like, hey, you know, asking a question, getting that, but being able to be there and then having that tight knit community where everybody's looking for those same things changed it for me. Because environment's huge, you know, as they say, and I'm a firm believer in it, you know, you're the sum of the five people you surround yourself with. That's 100% true. And if someone tries to tell me it's not, like, bro, just look at who you spend your time with and what you spend your time on. Because I know for me, I don't talk to people like when I talk to other people and they're like, oh, you're overly competitive or you're overly outgoing. Like you do. And I'm like, bro, you don't know. Like I started getting up at 3:30 now to go to the gym because it's something I need to do so I can still be able to be what I need to be for my family. And that I'm like, it's about you and what you got to make happen. You know, I'm like, in my case, I could sleep 5 hours, take a couple naps during the day and go back through it because I watch my daughter all day. So it's like, you got to figure out what you can do. And you talk about with people isn't going to be for everyone. So that's where that mentor is going to come in, because they're like, bro, you're not crazy. You're on the grind. You know, you're trying to make shit happen for yourself. They give you that advice versus like the B person that hasn't really had that click yet. And then they're like, hey, what shows you watch on Netflix? And you're like, bro, I watch, you know, in my case, I'm like, I haven't even watched that Batman movie I said I was going to watch. Right. And, you know, I forced myself to go to the movies with a friend because it's something I don't do. Because it's always back on, hey, you know, what makes me better? Even in my downtime, I'm like, oh, you know, trying to do something, I need to read. And it's one of those things, like you create those habits and you really have that team that keeps you accountable. You're going to notice that for yourself. Like you just eliminate a lot of the distractions for yourself. And then again, you know, that's what mentors do, is they keep you accountable. So if you're not there, they're going to be like, hey, bro, this is why you're messing up.
Right.
It's going to suck. You know, you're going to get upset. No, you don't know what you're talking about. And they're 100% right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I love that answer because you're right. Like finding somebody that is where you're trying to go is super important. And you talked about, you know, your environment a lot. And, you know, again, we've talked about this. I'm a firm believer in it, man. Like I believe that, you know, it's so vital, but people make so many excuses, right? Like why they can't find a new environment, you know, and it's crazy because we live in the world of social media. And you can plug into different groups and plug into different mentalities, but people are so stuck, you know, finding that new environment. Was it hard for you to kind of unplug from the old and plug into the new environment? Or, you know, can you talk a little bit about that transition?
Ooh, I love how you bring that up because that's something I currently deal with. The reason why is because some people I had surrounding around me in that, you know, they're like close knit, but they don't understand that concept. Right. And for me, when I was younger, my dad would bring girls in and out, in and out, in and out. So I never really created relationships. Two, because they'd get fucking brave. Like a second baby mama would get brave. I don't like the way he's talking to you. Wah, smacks her. She smacks me. She looks at me and I'm like, well, I don't know how you told him. And he was just like, hey son, don't be telling like these girls shit. So that was one of the reasons. And for me, like I never really built that with people. I also had now five good friends that died and my grandfather. So I created a fear too. That was my illusion of not really wanting to trust people. In my case, it was, you know, trusting people, but they do whatever for their own financial gain or whatever it is. So in my case, it was like always having that worry feeling. So as in the, like who I surround myself with, I was always watching, you know, I had a lot of questionable friends that were doing shady shit. And I was the one in the middle, like, hey, I can direct people to you. I can do this or that. So I was always thinking two steps ahead of people. So back then it was like, all right, I know what this, you know directly not to say certain things. And it was going around it. But in my case, it was like always being careful of who I surrounded myself with. And then getting in the military made that fucking clear. Because for instance, like I taped out, right? I made weight one time and that's in boot camp. So I taped out all the time. One of my dumbass friends that I used to just party with and shit, and this is why, you know, I filtered him out. First thing he says when he doesn't make weight, oh, Havens doesn't make weight. Havens doesn't tape out. And then they put me on blast. And then I'm like sitting there and I gained 25 pounds before I hit Kuwait out there. So it was funny. It's like, I was fat then. I was like right on the line, you know, and then I lost all that weight. And it was one of those things where it was like, do I really want to keep these people around me?
Right.
So even bringing it now to today's sense, like, I'm very vigilant on who I have, and that's one of my problems that I'm working on. I don't go around family because it's like, hey, they don't think that, they don't try. In my case, it's like, if you can't pick up a phone to see how I'm doing and you want it to be a one-way street, it's not going to be that way, because I'm not going to keep investing all my energy out. In my case, it was doing that. And then one of my cousin's boyfriends wanted to have a fight one night. And that's literally the reason why I don't talk to my family, is because they jumped on this dude's side when he like jumped at me and my homeboys. And I was just like, I didn't want that to come down to it, because I knew what was going to happen. So for me, it's one of those where it's like, anybody, you know, I want to make sure we're on that same page. We align, whatever you're doing, you support, and really just gauging people. And you're like, man, do they fit my energy or not? And I'm always saying that energy alignment. And I'm like, no, I believe this shit. Like, there's, you know, six people I met on the internet. And that's one of the things too, like we said, people are afraid of what they meet on the internet. They don't know these people, bro. Like, these people you meet on the internet that are serious about the shit that they're doing, they're going to care about you more than anybody that's ever done it. Like in my case, meeting you, I've met eight people through podcasting that like would do anything. If I needed money, if I needed anything, they take care of me. Hey brother, we got you. You know, and I've met, known you guys 4 months, 5 months, six months, a year now. So it's one of those things where it's like, when you get out of that comfort zone, you get around those right people, that's where you're going to know it. You know, it's like when they support you more, or in my case, it's like, I have an idea and I pitch you and you're like, bro, that's a fucking killer idea, versus someone else, well, that's kind of stupid. Or why would you want to join that group for $300 a month, versus, you know, the people you're around are like, you know what? I think you should pay $300 a month to join that group. It's going to level you up. It's going to give you around the people that are like you. And hey, you know, you may suffer on the money now, but in the end, you're going to learn valuable skills.
Yeah, dude. No, I love, and yeah, we're both on the same mind frame when it comes to energy. I'm a firm believer of it. And you have to protect your energy. You have to protect, you know, your circle. Eric Thomas talks about that. I mean, he even talked about like basically telling his own mom, hey, you got to call me back because your energy is not good for my energy right now. So you know, call me back when you're wanting to be more positive. And so, you know, I just think it is very vital for us to begin to protect that. So that way we can, you know, become the best versions of us. So I love how you said that. So now that you're in the podcasting, right? How, like, what made you, I guess, lean that way, you know, as far as the podcasting, because it's a popular thing and there might be a few listeners that, you know, are like, I'm on the fence of doing it. Could you talk a little bit about, you know, that journey, and then any advice you would have for maybe some up and comers that want to get into podcasting and, you know, throw their hat in the ring?
Boom. So for me, I would just say, it was one thing that I didn't know I was passionate about. So I was always harping on the, like, I can't do construction, I don't like doing yard. Well, I fucked my whole body up in the Marine Corps, so that's another story. But it's like, I can't do any physical labor job. And I was beating myself up on what I'm not good at. But what I'm actually good at is having conversations like me and you are, and getting people to open up and be like, yo, this shit happened to me, and showing that emotional vulnerability side. So for me, I didn't know that at the time. I had these conversations and that, but Zach put out a course that was $47, you know, for his course that ran, you know, 7,000. And I was just like, I got to do it. So I put that on my credit card. And it was one of those, like, I was at the mortgage brokerage. And again, we're talking about environment, you know, and I'm like, I'm going to start a podcast. Why do you want to start a podcast? That's stupid. Everybody's starting a podcast. You're not going to make it. And then I, like, it clicked for me, because I already started talking to a couple people, and it was like, bro, if I can just get in the room with these people and I can just learn from them, that's where it's going to take me off. You know, so in my case, it was like more on the trying to extract the value side of it. And in my case, going through, and I did Zach's course, you know, I knew from A to Z how to do a podcast. And in my case, it took away that fear of having it. I was just making it happen. I was looking at it, having conversations with you. And it was just like, man, you know, mom, all these people, they're doing it. Why can't I not? Also, the second part into it, I invested way too much money, time, effort. So I wasn't just going to quit this out of nowhere. Even now, it's like, why would I want to give up networking and being in the room with the right people? And we're just having a conversation, putting it on record and giving it out to people for free. Like, that's something that could change your life. You know, I've had those conversations where, like, someone gives you something or your business idea, hey, do this. And you're like, bro, that's killer. That's going to change the game for me in our lives. You know, it opens up more doors. So if you're on the fence about doing it, just do it. The worst case, you know, it's going to suck for 40 episodes when you're starting, Best case, you know, you get better and then you get in the room with the right people. And then all of a sudden you're making yourself some money, or, you know, you're adding something to yourself, better in your life, positions, and could really, you know, flip that script for you.
Yeah, dude, I love it, man. And I love how you talk about being in the right rooms. I think that it's not said enough, right? And people don't understand the power of being in the right room. But yeah, man, I love it. I think that, you know, it's an amazing thing once you get in the right environment and, you know, you begin to grow. So we're starting to run a little bit lower on the time, but, you know, as far as future projects and things that you have coming up, what are you working on?
Good question, brother. So right now my main focus is on Alpha Influence Media, and really just helping clients out there. So what we do is we help brands, you know, dominate from there and do their image, their likeness, getting them on shows, getting them guests that align with them, you know, strategically building that campaign. So it's not something that, hey, we're just throwing shit against the wall and we're trying to see what podcast we can get you on. We're building you up gradually so you can be able to get there. And then at the same time, you know, figuring out what works best for you and what's aligned with your vision. So that's allowed me to be able to touch base with people on a personal level. And then two, it's allowed me to get better at my job as well. Cause it's like, man, all I'm doing is helping people, connecting them, having conversations. And it's one of those, like me and you were talking, we're like, bro, I think this person, and it's just one of those where it's like, you can start connecting people easier when you start, you know, focusing your energy on that. So that's the first bit. Second bit that's going to happen next year, we're probably going to have an event out in San Diego or LA, you know, because I live about an hour and a half between each. So that's the good part, is I'm going to be able to figure out what's there. And then really that's it. You know, I want to be able to kind of build that community, but have something where it's both coasts. So Zach has this team in St. Louis, and then I'll have something in LA, San Diego. We'll have an event out there and then kind of open it up, you know, and do like a 2-day, but the first day will be the actual lecture and we're sitting there and so forth. And then the next day, like, we'll have a fucking beach day and just all kick it, get to know each other on that personal level, rent a place out, a yacht out or something. And then just really, hey, everybody's there. We're talking, sharing stories, networking. Cause I feel like that would be, you know, drastic. I know there's a couple of masterminds that do stuff like that, but I was like, to bring something to our level with our people would be awesome as well. So it's just the two things that I'm looking forward to in the future.
Dude, that sounds exciting, especially like, I, you know, I'm a big fan of California. I've only been there once, twice, no, once. And I was actually in San Diego, and, you know, I fell in love with like the beach and the Pacific, man, it's gorgeous. So yeah, that yacht idea sounds freaking amazing. Right. But for all the listeners that might, you know, say, hey, man, you know, I need help with my podcast, you know, and they want to connect with you, how can they, you know, reach out to you and, you know, start a conversation?
Absolutely. So the easiest way to find me, the Winner's Paradigm podcast, if on any service, go to thewinnersparadigm.com, social media, the Winner's Paradigm or Alundis Havens, and just really connect with me there. You know, so if it's a podcast, I give you the steps there, go to the website. If not, you know, you can hit me up on social media. We can be able to connect and really, you know, figure out, hey, what is it that we need to do to align you with your vision and then start making the execution happen.
I love it, man. All right. You've dropped a lot of knowledge and a lot of gems, but if you could leave one last thing with the audience, what would that be?
Absolutely. And I'm going to go with it. You know, it's cliche, core values, man. You got to be able to figure out, you know, what it is for you, who you stand for, what you are, and live by that shit. You know, it's bigger than the, it for like Marie, when I was going up to it, I was like, honor, courage, commitment. Now I can't give these cliche. I can't say what the military's is, cause that's not me. You know? So what I did is I made my core values into an action plan, and I made sure that every single day I live it, you know? So I look myself in the mirror, I realize it, I journal it, I'm transparent with you, I'm holding myself accountable. And then the last one, I'm learning and applying things. Cause again, you know, I can read a book, but it doesn't do me any service if I can't even figure out one thing from the book that's helping me out with life. So make it to you, you know, dial in those core values. And then when you get crystal clear with those, you're going to know crystal clear, you know, what your vision is, what you're doing. You're going to sound confident. You're going to be able to execute that out there with people.
Man, I love that, dude. I really do. I think that you're spot on with that. I'm a big and firm believer in core values. So, man, thank you so much for your time and the knowledge that you dropped. Ladies and gentlemen, Alundis Havens, and for all of my listeners, It's not good enough to sit here and listen to two guys jaw jack for 30 minutes. You have to take action. If you want the life that he was talking about, if you want, you know, something that you want to wake up to every single day, right? Then you have to start taking action. You have to begin to implement the things that he was talking about, create those core values, right? And all the other things that Alundis was talking about on this show. So don't dilly-dally, get on it, right? The best time was 20 years ago. Second best time is right now. And until next time, go kill it.